WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In Hollywood, as in life, January is the big breather, the month when the Christmas rush is finally past, the reviews and box office results are in, and the movie business goes into a brief but salutary hibernation. And if the January breather is some kind of movie land axiom, then its corollary is this. The earliest big studio releases of any new year are always lousy. Now that isn't just happenstance. Movies are brought out in early January to occupy the screen space left by faltering Christmas pictures. And these replacement films aren't supposed to be hits. They just have to tide over the theaters until the next big wave of releases begins in late January and February. So when MGM UA called the new Kevin Kline film The January Man, they might have been predicting its fate. I mean, is this movie ghastly? Do detectives wear raincoats? Actually, the one Kline plays doesn't. And I guess that's the point. He's an unconventional detective, you see. And once that's established, what the overrated screenwriter John Patrick Shanley wanted to do was figure out how to make Kline unconventional in ways that set him apart from all the other unconventional detectives in all the other unconventional detective movies. So Shanley and the director, Pat O'Connor, give their hero a boho residence in Greenwich Village, make him a committed foodie, and supply him with artistic leanings and artistic friends and lots of strenuously quirky dialogue. The premise is that Kline is a genius investigator who once took the rap for his brother, a corrupt cop played by Harvey Keitel, and was fired from the force. Now the mayor wants Kline back to solve a serial murder case, and the mayor's daughter, whose best friend was the killer's last victim, falls for Kline along the way. She's played by Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and she's obviously been instructed to be quirky and unconventional too.
Nick, I woke up here today. I saw how you live. I see what you like around you. I understand you want to run away from these people. I understand.
It's their responsibility.
No. They don't know what that means.
I'm tired.
I know you are. So we're going to go to bed. Okay? Sleep. And then tomorrow, after a good breakfast, you're gonna catch the killer and save the girl. Okay.
Dialogue like that comes not from real life or from real conviction, but from someone who's seen a whole lot of cute movies and decided he can make even cuter ones. But The January Man bamboozles itself. It's too cute to be suspenseful, too cute to be remotely believable, and in the end, too cute to be cute. Even the solution to the mystery gives you a toothache. And wait, isn't that Cher caterwauling on the soundtrack? And isn't that Rod Steiger playing the mayor in his own ineffably subtle style?
Just forget it!
That's easy to say.
You don't understand. I don't care anymore. I don't care what makes sense anymore. I don't give...
Unless you don't care what makes sense anymore, take my advice. Beware the Ides of January.